Proclamation number 7039 of 10th of February, 1958. Insertion into the law of divine order. You are created for a life of bliss, not for a dead state in which you cannot feel bliss. But since you have placed yourselves in this state, you are not in the law of divine order either. You yourselves have overturned this law and placed yourselves outside of my law. But from me this state cannot be approved of, and since I myself, as supremely perfect, only ever represent order, since everything that is divine must therefore also move within this order, I cannot forever tolerate that what I have created is outside of it. I therefore seek to restore this order, even if this requires eternities. For the being's free will also belongs to that area of order, which is why the emergence from my lawful order could take place in the first place. In order to slowly re-establish this order, the once fallen spiritual being, which had become unruly towards me, was first deprived of its free will, i.e., since it had misused it, it became unfree, for it was under the control of its producer, who had first rebelled against me again. Thus the latter had bound the will of his offspring, which is why I wanted to help the spiritual being regain the freedom of its will, but also withheld its free will until it was able to use it correctly again when it had reached a certain degree of development. Thus I first re-established a certain order by integrating the spiritual substances of the fallen beings into a process of activity according to my will, which they now had to comply with. It was no longer possible to speak of I-conscious beings, which cannot be thought of without free will. That which had stepped out of order had thereby made itself into something without being. It was only hardened spiritual substance which I therefore used for the execution of a plan which could restore the lawful order and also serve the beings to highest perfection. A plan which also guaranteed a life in bliss again for all once fallen beings. What is outside of divine order is therefore certainly the property of my counter-spirit, which was the first to step out of my order. But it is and also remains my share, because the original power which let the being arise originated from me and irrevocably also has to return to me again. Because this is also divine fundamental law. But this return to me also happens again in a lawful way, and although my direct help has to start in order to slowly awaken this hardened spiritual substance to life again, every being which has attained self-awareness again is nevertheless free to place itself entirely under my law of order or to isolate itself again. To disregard my divine order and to strive for the state of death again. For the being has to make this final decision itself, for which it certainly receives my help at all times but is not forced by me. Yet a life of bliss is only possible within the framework of my divine order, for a life of bliss presupposes the perfection again which the being originally possessed. And perfection also means integrating oneself into divinely perfect laws. And if you humans now want to attain life, then you must also submit to this law, you must fully submit to my will, and you then also enter into the law of eternal order. You have escaped the state of death, you are alive, and you'll now no longer lose this life eternally. Amen.